Hey everyone, Mike Bobshaw back at the Combine in Indianapolis. This is the day four recap where it was time for the quarterbacks to get out on the field. They have big arms and they looked really good. Here's some of the best of the quarterback workouts.
Josh Allen to me is the biggest winner at the quarterback position. I think he excelled. He checked off a lot of boxes in this. Now, this was a performance that I didn't expect to see. I thought we would see the athletic stuff. He compared favorably or right at what Carson Wentz, but this part of the day, his ability to throw the ball, to make all the throws in the strike zone, I was surprised because his biggest issue has been his accuracy. Not necessarily the deep ball range and being able to do it, but dropping the ball, especially in the strike zone, time after time after time. I didn't expect to see Josh Allen do that. I know we didn't have a defense on the field, but in this, he did exactly what you're supposed to do if you're a franchise quarterback.
And what good would a quarterback workout be if you didn't have guys to catch the ball? So the wide receivers were out on the field at Lucas Oil Stadium as well. Here's some of the best from them.
I thought Christian Kirk was outstanding. And part of the reason he was outstanding because he put to bed some of the questions and about his concerns about the speed. I think he ran really, really fast. He moved well. He looked explosive. He was an outstanding route runner, caught the ball, and did all the things that we saw him do at Texas A&M. So for me, he continues to check off all the boxes. The main thing that he has to continue to move away from is the notion that he's only a slot receiver. If he can continue to show people that he's a route runner, that he's explosive enough to play on the outside, that can help him. It increases his opportunities of being a higher pick because people will view him as more than a specialist.
Back inside here at the convention center, defensive linemen and linebackers were at Radio Row, the press conference area, and the bench press, where Shaquem Griffin stole the show.
Come on, win it! Bring it up, Bill! Bring it up, Bill!
Right. But when a kid like that steps up, that has the respect that he does of his peers, and trust me, we had him at the Senior Bowl, and he had everybody flying around with him. He's an energy giver. He gets the room full of energy, and that was really cool to see. I love that.
I mean, it's amazing because obviously a lot of people didn't think I was going to be able to do the bench press, and for me to be able to put a prosthetic on, I mean, I remember when I first started doing the, using the prosthetic, I had just a bar. I was shaking all over the place when I first got the UCF, and now being able to put up numbers like that, you know, obviously with good competition with everybody, I mean, it's amazing because it just goes to show how much hard work I put in to get to this level.
It was amazing, man. Hearing the crowd and had the juices flowing. I mean, I felt it. I should have had him slap my back before I went, but I probably, no, I don't need all that. But that was, it felt good to do that many reps. I didn't know I had it in me, but it came out today.
And we wrap it up with our friend Rap Sheet. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network joined us for a conversation where we started it off by teasing him about his Twitter following. At Rap Sheet on Twitter. Okay, we're trying to work on his Twitter following. He only has 1.5 million followers. Okay, we're trying to work on that for you.
I think it's 1.5 plus, a little bit. Don't shortchange me on the couple other spam bots I got on the back end there.
All right, got more important this time of year for you, that you have at least 20% battery on your phone or you have a full cup of coffee at all times?
I would never go anywhere with just 20% battery. If I did, I'd have the charger in my pocket and then sit at a table or something and plug it in. Yeah. But coffee's essential as well, especially, you know, there's some late nights in Indy. Yeah. Not everyone is in bed at 10 o'clock, so coffee is a must.
Right. All right. Will you have the word Vikings, hopefully at Vikings, in a tweet at all over the next few days?
I'm going to go with probably.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but there is a quarterback situation.
I've heard.
That Bears discussing. Mm-hmm. Will probably involve the Vikings. It'll probably involve Kirk Cousins. Will probably involve a lot of money and maybe... maybe for the first time in 4 years, not having to discuss the Vikings quarterback every single week, the uncertainty and all that. I would imagine there'll be a Vikings tweet, yes.
That's it for day four, but more to come on day five, where linebackers and defensive linemen go to Lucas Oil Stadium. Corners and safeties will be here. Lots to get to. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for all of it. See you later.